We are with Guyana Jaguars coach Ethan Crandon, looking back at Guyana's open victory in the Colonial Medical Insurance Super 50 2019. Coach Crandon, talk to me about last night's games, the positives from your win against West Indies Emerging Players.
I think the win is very, very important for us. I would have lamented to the players on the importance of us starting well and winning our first game. You know, giving ourselves some confidence going into the other games and build some sort of momentum and be able to, you know, peak at the right time in the tournament. Obviously, the emerging player did not make it easy for us last night. They were very competitive. They made us work very, very hard throughout the game. Obviously, our bowling did a fantastic job in the first half. We were able to restrict them to less than 200. Our spinners bowled well. Our seamers, you know, started well, and we were able to build pressure and, you know, create the pressure and take wickets at crucial juncture in the game. Batting, we didn't, you know, start off too well. We were a little bit slow up front there. We lost wickets up front, and but the guys, I thought the opposition, they bowled really well. They utilized the conditions. The variation was good. The slow balls and short balls. The pitch was really, really slow. You know, it wasn't really conducive to batting. Batters had to really dig in and willing to work hard. And to get a start there last night was not easy at all. But, you know, I think young team also win his first match. You know, he was able to apply himself, was willing to fight that and stay there and see us to the end there, and we were able to get a win.
Yeah, you mentioned young Savory. Obviously, he replaced the, I believe, injured Anthony Bramble. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Right, so talk to me also about the performance of Ronsford Beattie. We know he's coming back from his situation. How happy were you with his bowling performance?
Yeah, Ronsford, we all know what he's capable of. Very talented fast bowler. You know, he didn't really play for us the last couple of years. He didn't represent us in white ball cricket. He was more of playing T20 cricket and so on. He was involved in our training sessions back home in Guyana, and, you know, he showed his willingness to commit and to work hard during those sessions, and he was very impressive, you know, in those sessions. And even our league competition we had before we selected our team, he did well in that competition, and we felt that we needed the experience in our lineup, especially missing one of our senior fast bowler, Larry Shepherd, who was called up for the West Indies team. So I thought he started well, he bowled well in the game. So we're only gonna expect better things from him in the other games to come.
Yeah, and lastly, obviously, big game Saturday against the hosts. Based on how they performed last night, what do you think Guyana has to do to have a competitive game on Saturday?
Yes, we've got to condition our mind, to play better, especially in tough conditions. We've got to find a way to score, especially as batters, to put some pressure back on the opposition bowlers. So we're going to, you know, utilize the time that we have today to practice and work on some of those skills. And obviously, we've got to be consistent with everything we do, whether we bat, we bowl, we field. We've got to do those things well on a consistent basis for a long period of time, and not just for, you know, a couple of overs or so, but we've got to extend the good things that we are doing for a longer period of time. So we think against Trinidad, we've got our plans in place. This is just for us to execute those plans, and we expect Queen's Park to play far better than Brian in our next game. So we're looking forward for a better all-round performance from the team.